Today on the Travel Guys.
And the travel news, the airlines are looking at new seats, folks, that will be, well, believe it or not, even less comfortable and tighter on your knees. And China's talking about building a new train. Where to? The United States. We have details.
At 3:15, you'll meet the owner of the Tiny House Hotel, one of the coolest ideas in travel you've heard in a long time.
Gwen Duncan has the deal of the week for us involving travel to Ireland or Norway. She joins us at 3:35.
At 3:40, we take your calls and ask you for your favorite travel story, which includes your mom. And you might win dinner for two at Fats or Ruth Chris Steakhouse.
Tiny hotels, big prizes, and a salute to the ladies out there on Mother's Day, all today here on the Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
I'm a traveling man, king of the road. Riding on the city of New Orleans.
Kicks out on Route 66.
That's entertainment.
Let's go on with the show.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of the Travel Guys here on a fabulous Mother's Day Sunday. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there listening. Get a chance to join us here on the Travel Guys. Don't forget now, we will have some interruptions during the program. Bring you traffic reports on the Amgen Bike Tour. Great day for a bike race, especially if you're riding into the wind. It is super, super breezy here in Sacramento. Mark is in New York, thus the little mini two-second delay between the time Tom stops talking and Mark begins talking. I'll show you how that works, okay? I'm going to stop and he's going to go. Mark?
Hey, Thomas. You're right. It is, we don't have as good of a phone connection here, and the bandwidth is rather crowded. I am overlooking Times Square on what has to be one of the most spectacular Mother's Days probably in the history of New York City. A little breezy here too, about 75 degrees, no humidity. It really is a very nice day in the Big Apple.
Well, I'll tell you, it's a beautiful day here, and we're going to salute our moms a little later on in the program with an opportunity for them to win themselves some dinners at Ruth's Chris and at Fats Family Restaurant. So you'll be listening for that. That'll all take place right after the bottom of the hour. So stick around for that. Well, let's get the show underway. Mark, a lot of great stuff happening in the travel news today, so why don't you bring us up to date? Quite interested in those new airline seats that you're going to be talking about.
Yeah, if you have your computer nearby, you want to go to travelguysradio.com and you can see a picture of what we're going to talk about in just a minute. In the lead story in the travel news, there is the talk of a new train from China to the United States. Indeed, China is talking about planning a train line that would, in theory, connect Beijing to the United States. According to a report in the Beijing Times, citing an expert at the Chinese Academy of Engineering, Chinese officials are considering a route that would start in the country's northeast, thread through eastern Siberia, and cross the Bering Strait via a 125-mile-long tunnel into Alaska. Is that not cool or what?
Well, I'll tell you, if anybody can do it, the Chinese can. And don't put it past them for it to be a high-speed train to go along with it.
Absolutely. All right, let's talk about these new airline seats that Tom and I are talking about. Again, there's a picture of them at travelguysradio.com if you would like to see what we're talking about. Zodiac Aerospace has designed these new seats. And if you're not able to look at the picture, the best thing I can tell you is that the middle seat in the row faces the other direction. And the seats are staggered. There are no armrests. They're 27 inches apart. Airline seats are a little bit tight now. They generally, Southwest, United, American, are generally 31 to 32 inches. So these would be 27 inches. So next time you sit down in an airline seat, imagine having 4 inches less in front of your kneecaps. This is just a very, very scary proposition. They say it would allow them to add another row or two of seats per aircraft. You can take a look at them at the new Zodiac seats at TravelGuysRadio.com. What do you think, Thomas?
Well, I'll tell you, the thing that struck me, first of all, as you mentioned, there are no armrests. And number two, as Mark said, the seat in the middle faces the opposite direction. So you're going to be looking at the person sitting in the middle. And then Mark posed the question, and the only thing I can figure is the bottom of the seats must lift up. How in the world do you get from the aisle to the window seat with one seat facing the wrong way? Well, you know, leave it to the airlines. I just hope this doesn't really happen. They just don't look very comfortable. They're very modern looking, though.
Yeah, it's they're definitely very modern looking. All right, let's zip through some other quick notes here on the travel news today. Frequent flyer seats were slightly more available last year than they were the year before. The annual Switch Fly Reward Seat Availability Survey, there's a mouthful, which gauges frequent flyer programs at 25 of the world's largest airlines, found seats were available for frequent flyer redemption on 72.4% of the flights checked. That's slightly higher than in 2012. Air Berlin was number one. Southwest, Virgin of Australia, JetBlue, Air Asia rounded out the top five. The FAA is reporting on March the 22nd, apparently, that there was a near miss of a drone. A U.S. Airways Express jet was approaching the runway in Tallahassee in Florida on March the 22nd when it apparently saw a remotely controlled aircraft at about 2,300 feet. It was an unmanned drone. So far, no reports on where that drone has come from, but the FAA is investigating. Lovely. We have little things flying around in the sky. Speaking of travel, Greyhound Bus Lines is celebrating their 100th anniversary this year, and they are celebrating by creating two moving museums to move around the country for 7 months. They will be in different places and will give folks an opportunity to see the history of bus travel in the United States, how we have come from real funny looking coaches to the modern motor coaches that folks ride on today. London is crowing about the fact that in 2013 they had nearly 17 million tourism visitors, up 6% from 2012 when the Olympics were in town. So a world record, the largest number of visitors visiting London ever. And I can tell you, Thomas, by being here in Times Square, that there are a lot of people in New York this week. I can't remember this place ever being this crowded, even on a New Year's Eve. It's just the second week in May, and there are tourists everywhere you look. And that is your travel news for today.
All right. And that little science fiction sound there on Mark's voice was not intentional. Mark is in New York City, and most anything can happen when you go to New York. All right. Speaking of unusual places and unusual happenings, you got to check this out. Go to TravelGuysRadio.com if you're anywhere near a computer and check out what we're going to be talking about right after the break, and that is the Tiny House Hotel. You're going to love this. It's coming up next here on The Travel Guys.
Hey.
If you ever plan to motor west,
and the Travel Guys go on the road once again. I'm Tom Romano with Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacations. If you've listened to the show, you know we like to get off the beaten path whenever we can. And Mark, let's go north up to Portland and tell me what you found this time.
Off the beaten track is right in the middle of downtown Portland. The Thomas is one of the coolest things I've seen in a long time. Late last summer, a very unique accommodation opened in downtown Portland. It's called the Tiny House Hotel. And Dev Delman, it runs it with her husband, Cole. And Deb is joining us on the line now to tell us about this incredibly unique and wonderful place in downtown Portland. Welcome to the Travel Guys, Deb.
Thanks, guys. How are you doing?
Doing well, Deb. I understand you've been getting a lot of press lately.
Oh my gosh, it's been wild. We have quite a lot.
What was it that spurred all the interest?
You know, I think there are a lot of reasons why Caravan. It's called Caravan, the Tiny House Hotel, and I think it's kind of a convergence of different interests and timing right now that a lot of people across the country are really interested and excited about the tiny house movement and small housing in general. And we have a very unique, authentically Portland hotel experience for people. So I think it was just a lot of pieces that came together at the right time, and it's generated a local, national, and now international interest. So it's been very exciting for us. Yeah.
How cool is this? If you're listening to us and you're somewhere near a computer, you can go to tinyhousehotel.com to see what we're talking about, or go to Travel Guys Radio, of course, and we have a link there to Caravan, the Tiny House Hotel, and you can, Deb will take you on a tour of all of the units and show you all of the places there. Deb, I mean, I can see a vision, but how did a vision become a reality?
And explain to us, for our listeners, Theater of the Mind, what it is.
It's in the Alberta Arts District. So it's on the east side of Portland. There's a very long story, of course, not fit for radio, but the short story is that my husband Cole and I both have a history of a lot of interest in small housing, both in our personal lives, and together we built a small house in our backyard and called an accessory dwelling unit, an ADU. And it connected us to kind of this whole world of people in Portland that were involved in and working on, alternative housing. And so the tiny house movement and people kind of came together in our lives and got us, I think, attuned to this exciting thing, these beautiful little homes on wheels. And we had the chance to buy an empty lot right on Alberta Street in 11th and turn it into the country's first tiny house hotel. So it was. There were a lot of pieces that kind of came together all at once, but it happened about 2.5 years ago. We approached the city to kind of start talking about the permitting and zoning process, and that was a long process. The city had never heard of anything like it because there was.
I'm not.
Like
why am I not surprised there?
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, having a hotel, on wheels and a parking lot in the middle of Alberta Street was definitely something no one really knew what to do or how to do it. And so we were very persistent. We spent a year and a half meeting with different city officials and going through the process. And then we opened our doors in July of 2013.
Well, I have to say that these are really very unique-looking dwellings. They have interesting names. The Skyline looks like a two-story, and the Tandem. Now, tell folks, what would you find inside a tiny house? At a glance, you would think this looks like maybe a one-room bedroom place, but it's way more than that, isn't it?
Oh, they're way more. I mean, they're, in fact, fully functional houses. So all of our tiny houses have all the same systems any size house would have. So they have hot running water and flush toilets and plumbing systems and electricity and kitchens and sitting areas and beds and, they're tiny houses, in fact. So, but the cool thing about Caravan is that each of our tiny houses are totally unique. They're custom built by local builders. And they have very different designs, architectural features. Just kind of the feeling of each one is totally different. And they're very creative and artistic and funky and fun and really just beautiful inside. And we actually don't own them. We lease them from local builders. And so that gives us the capacity to rotate different models in and out of our lot so that people can come back and stay in different tiny houses each time they come.
Deb, how much does it cost to stay in a tiny house?
It's $125 a night for the first two guests, and then we charge additional for third and fourth guests. We have three of our tiny houses sleep four, one sleeps two, and we'll be getting two more soon. So we have the capacity to sleep currently 14, but we'll soon have the capacity to sleep about 20 people.
Tom, I was telling Deb that what we really should do, since I'm a tour operator and since she owns the Tiny House Hotel, that really we should have the world's tiniest tour group that should come and visit her and stay in the Tiny House Hotel. And I mean, it's just a brainstorm that it won't go away here for 20 or 30 minutes. And I can see the Tiny House Hotel in the Sports Leisure Traveler's future, because it's absolutely the kind of thing that folks look for, the opportunity to stay in a real neighborhood. And as you said, the tiny houses they all have running water. They all have electricity. You can go online and tour all of the tiny houses and really feel like that you're there. But I suspect that there's no substitute for actually coming and staying one. Deb, do you live in a tiny house or have you?
Well, my husband Cole and I built an ADU, which is an accessory dwelling unit. It's a small house in the backyard of a primary residence. I've lived in a lot of small and very tiny houses in my past as well, little cabins and funky spaces that I've converted into really, you know, sweet living spaces. So it is, it has been part of both of our past. And but, you know, I wanted to say your idea for a tour is fantastic. And I think one of the things that we're so excited about is that a lot of people are renting out the entire place for a night or a weekend or even a week. This summer we have a wedding where they rented all the tiny houses, and they'll have, you know, our family reunions or gatherings, or we've had birthday parties. And it's a really terrific place to gather with friends. We have the, all the tiny houses are centered around a central fire pit, and we provide all you can eat s'mores, and we have a barbecue and hammock and funky chairs to sit in. And so, I mean, the idea of a caravan is that it's, you know, people that are circled around a fire traditionally. Uh-huh. And we've replicated that feeling where, you know, there's a gathering place for people to hang out, whether you're in your own private group or you're there to meet other travelers who are exploring Portland and the surrounding areas. And then you have your own space to go to. So it's kind of an ideal situation. And it is right off of Alberta Street. A lot of our guests describe it as camping in the city.
By the end of the summer, Tom, I can see the first Travel Guys extended road trip. Deb, I really congratulate you. You're a wonderful lady to talk to, and we're going to roll around this idea. You will be hearing from me in short order, I think, here, because we come to Portland on a regular basis anyway. So we're just going to come up there and have a little Travel Guys party right there at the Caravan Tiny House Hotel. It's in Portland. Dev Delman and her husband, Cole, are the ones who run it. If you go to travelguysradio.com, there's a link there and take you on a tour of the whole place. But next time you're in Portland, even if you're not staying there, why stop by? I can't imagine that it wouldn't be a terrific photo op for anybody in the neighborhood.
I was thinking one of the issues, Deb, you're going to have is not just booking out all of the rooms all the time, but you're going to have, this is going to be a drive-by tourist attraction. Found that already?
It's unbelievable. We have people stopping by all day long. You know, we have to kind of let our guests know that, you know, people are nice and they're just excited. But there, we had an open house a few months ago, and 1,000 people showed up waiting in line for 40 minutes to get in.
Deb, I think you and Cole go on the Shark Tank, and you tell these guys that you want some money. You're going to start tiny house hotels. Well, I can see it now. Deb and Cole, Delman's tiny caravan, tiny house hotels, 200 locations from coast to coast. Deb, congratulations on a dream coming true and on your success, and we hope to be a part of it. Deb Delman from the Caravan Tiny House Hotel in Portland. Thanks for being on the Travel Guys.
Thanks so much, guys.
And there you go. That's the kind of crazy stuff you find on this little tiny Travel Guys radio show from time to time.
Absolutely unbelievable. Unbelievable. Tom, I got to tell you, those little tiny house hotels are, they have captured my heart. I am going to go up to Portland, and we're going to have another report live from up there. And we're going to have indeed the tiniest tours go to the tiniest houses. I am Mark Hoffman. You are listening to the Travel Guys Radio Show on Mother's Day. We are live from Sacramento, California, and I am here overlooking Times Square in New York City with a group of sports leisure travelers this week, and we have had a wonderful stay in New York City. After the break, we are going to give you an opportunity to win some great prizes. You can win dinner for two at Ruth Chris Steakhouse, if you can do it for $150, or dinner for two at any of the Fat Family restaurants. All you have to do is call us at 921-1530 or 1-800-834-1530 and tell us of your greatest travel story, but it has to involve your mom. The best travel story you have involving your mom, 921-1530, 1-800-834-1530. We're giving away some great prizes. Give us a call now, get in line, and we'll take your calls after the news.
All right, yeah, once again, 921-1530 or 1-800-834-1530. Here again, the travel story does need to involve your mom, and once you get your gift card, you can either give it to your mom for Mother's Day, or better yet, why not take her out to dinner. Tell her you want her a gift on Mother's Day. You can't beat that. All right. Coming up after the break, don't forget now, as we mentioned at the top of the show, it's time to reveal the deal of the day with Gwen Duncan. So be with us. I'm going to check the roadways, find out how things are going with the Amgen tour with a traffic report. All the news coming up next right here on another edition of the Travel Guys. Stick around.
Welcome back to the Travel Guys. Right. On a beautiful Mother's Day in both Sacramento and New York City, I am Mark Hoffman. We are the Travel Guys, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. We will be celebrating our 35th anniversary next weekend with a big show at the Wells Fargo Pavilion downtown. If you haven't already signed up for tickets, you can get them. They are $15. Call the Sports Leisure office and we will fix you up. Jack Gallagher is going to be our headliner. Okay, a couple of housekeeping things here before we get to the folks on the phone. First of all, I have the lucky Sports Leisure Traveler winner for this week is Joyce Knudsen. Joyce, if you are listening to the Travel Guys radio show today and call the Sports Leisure office Monday or Tuesday, your $50 gift card will double to $100. But even if you don't call, you've still won a $50 travel card just for being a Sports Leisure Traveler. And I have a special personal note to George. If you're listening on the phone, George, I'm bringing your wife Gladys home in a couple of days, so get ready. She'll be home tomorrow night. George, 6 days is as much as I can do, and that's just a little personal thing, and if you're not George or Gladys, you wouldn't have any idea what I'm talking about. All right, before we go back to Tom and take some contest entrants here, I want to give you the deal of the week. Gwen has not been able to join us. She's down in... Is she there now?
Yeah, let me interrupt here. Yeah, we do have Gwen on the line, Mark, so we can bring Gwen on to tell us about our deal of the day. Gwen, welcome to the Travel Guys, and happy Mother's Day to you, my dear.
Thank you so much. It was hard coming through. Must be getting a lot of calls about the mother's travel stories.
Yes, we do. We have folks on the line that are going to tell us their story about traveling with their moms in hopes of winning some dinner gift cards. So,
Gwen. Wonderful. I'm calling you from Cancun.
Well, look at you. Boy, we got Mark in New York, you in Cancun, and Tom here in beautiful downtown Sacramento. Well, yes. From Cancun, Mark was telling me you got a pretty interesting deal of the day that you want to share with us now. What do you got?
Yeah, Mark's asked me to look into some of the airlines and what they're doing for special deals. And there are a couple of outstanding ones, especially this week. You have to book by Wednesday. But the good thing is that this is for travel to Norway or Sweden. It's only $588. That's on KLM. That's outstanding. And then there is new service starting from, it started last month, from San Francisco going to Dublin, Ireland, and that's nonstop. And I think that's something everybody's got to get to know about. And they're going to have the travels for August through October, and it's $999 a person round trip. That includes taxes. So these are good deals for those people who have passports.
Awesome. Mark, do you have anything you'd like to chime in about on either one of these offers?
No, except that to say that the Aer Lingus deal starts in August, and to get an airfare for under $1,000 to go anywhere in Europe while the summer vacation is still on is really a super deal. And I know it's only available for a few days. And that fall fare to Norway for $588, I mean, that's from San Francisco. Good Lord. So, Gwen, thanks for those deals of the week. You can connect with Gwen by going to our Travel Guys website at travelguysradio.com. And, Gwen, thank you for checking in with us. We'll get back to you in a week or two.
Oh, we will. You guys have a great week. Talk to you later.
Thank you so much, Gwen. We are the Travel Guys here on KFBK. And again, happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there listening. And let me go ahead and switch screens over here so I can find our callers. And Mark, we're going to go ahead and bring up our first caller, Nancy from Sacramento. Nancy, happy Mother's Day. You got a Mother's Day travel story for us?
Yes, my mom is almost soon to be 90 years old, and I remember back, I was 18, I'm a little bit younger than the other two kids, but she took the whole family to Hawaii, and that was a very exciting trip, and I just never really appreciated it as much as I am now when I'm 50, and wondering how she got everybody, and the husbands, and the wives, and the grandchildren, and nephews together and get everybody off on time.
That's awesome. Nancy, how many people did your mother orchestrate this trip to Hawaii for?
Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, probably 10 of us.
Wow.
And we did, you know, the marlin fishing, and it was just a great time, and she's just a sweetheart.
Now, let me ask you this. 10 people, your mom takes you all the way to Hawaii. Did you guys make her cry one time?
Well, I probably did. I was a wild one. I was a little younger. I think I kind of took off in that, did a little fun things on my own. But I don't remember my mom crying, though. She's not a crier.
Awesome, Nancy. Happy Mother's Day to you and your mom. Hang on the line, okay?
All right.
Let's go to Caroline from, is it Caroline from Sacramento? Hello, my dear.
I went with Mark and my mom to New York City about 8 times, which is probably why he's there right now. And I was there with you, Mark, when you bought all those theater posters that are now in your office. And we used to, we always get picked up by limo, but when my kids were little, they used to climb in the limo and then drive over to my mother's, and my husband would follow so he could take the kids home. So that was thrilling. Then we got back to New York, and I remember a lot of brunches. We went to Leona Helmsley's hotel. We went to, I can't remember the name of it, but we went to Sylvia's Gospel Brunch, Tavern on the Green. We had tours of Radio City Music Hall, and then Mother and I had lunch outside next to the gold statue. And we just had a wonderful time. We saw 5 shows each time we went. It was just so thrilling. Plus, we went to Windows on the World of the World Trade Center, and the elevator going up to it took 125 people. I just could not believe it. Plus, Statue of Liberty, Ellis Island, and the stock market. And Mark just does a wonderful service for everyone. We all had such a great time.
Wow.
We either stayed at Novotel or we stayed at the Marriott Marquis. And when we arrived, the lobby is on the 8th floor, and then our rooms were up in the 20s and 30th floor. And the theater was on the 3rd floor. So it was absolutely a remarkable, remarkable experience.
Awesome. Caroline, I'm going to have to cut you off. Sounds like a really big, long ad for Sports Leisure Vacations. But I do know, and I've run into others, and I have friends who have taken their moms and have traveled together with Mark on trips. Let's see if we can squeeze in one more here before we take a break. By the way, if you have a story about traveling with your mom, and you'd like to give us a call, you stand a chance to win yourself a gift card to for dinner at Ruth's Chris or to Fats Family Restaurants. The numbers are 921-1530 or 1-800-834-1530. Julie from Roseville, welcome to the show, and you got a Mom's Day story for us.
Yes, I sure do, but I don't know if I can top. My mom didn't take me to adventurous places like that. Well, actually, your program today has reminded me tremendously about my mom.
That's
and
awesome.
The fact that I have a brother that lives up in Oregon, and my most memorable road trip with just my mom, not with my brothers or anybody else, was when she took her mom. So it was my grandmother, and her, and she took her. We were heading up I-5 and heading to Vancouver, Canada. And because my grandmother was flying out of there with her sister over to Sweden. So, hey, I heard great fares to Sweden. And the Caravan Trail tiny home hotels in Portland. So that's what reminded me of the trip. It was just the fact that we got in this funky red Dart in the days of the Dodge Darts. And we drove up there. And why it was probably extra memorable was the fact that while I was reading a map, an officer pulled us over. So I guess that's why as a kid I remember it, because you know how they always teach you, now come on, don't speed. And here my mom got pulled over. And she just said, keep my head buried in the map and shut up.
So oh, boy.
I did what I was supposed to do, and we continued on our trip, and I don't recall getting a ticket. But it was just the three of us, and that's what my mom taught me, was to just do what's right and take family and be supportive of family. And we had a great trip up there, stopping at Bend, Oregon along the way.
Awesome, Julie.
That's why. Do I get double points? I have my grandmother and my mom.
Well, you do. Hold on the line, Julie. Thank you so much. That was a great story. Boy, three really great ones in a row there, Mark.
Yeah, not too shabby. It's too shabby at all. We are inviting you to call us, and we have time to take a couple more callers after the break with your travel story that involves your mom. It has to involve mom, and we have two great prizes, a $150 dinner for two at Ruth Chris Steakhouse or a dinner for two at the Fant Family Restaurants, a $50 gift card there. So if you give us a call, 921-1530 or 800-834-1530, we'll get you on after the break. Another traffic update coming up for you here on KFBK, and then more of the Travel Guys. Mark Hoffman live from New York, Tom Romano from Sacramento on KFBK. Welcome back to the Travel Guys, all the way from New York City. I'm Mark Hoffman. Welcome to the Travel Guys, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. Back in Sacramento is Tom Romano, and we are giving away some special prizes here on Mother's Day. We have a dinner for at Ruth Chris Steakhouse for two, and also a dinner at Fat Family Restaurants for two, $150 and a $50 gift card. And we're asking you for your travel stories involving your mom. And we have a little bit of a delay on the line coming back from New York City today, so I'm just going to allow Thomas here to take some calls on the line and just sit back and listen to the stories. Tom?
Okay, thanks, Mark. You can, you and the entire panel of Sports Leisure Vacation winner judges can listen in and decide what we're going to do here with these wonderful stories. So let's get back to the lines. We go to Maria in Granite Bay. Happy Mother's Day, Maria, and tell us your Mom's Day story, if you would, please.
Thank you. Well, so my mom and I, we've been to Hawaii a lot of times. In fact, they even have a place over there. But one time we decided to go to Waikiki. So my mom, for some reason, she booked a room at the Royal Hawaiian, or, you know, the Sheraton Tower there.
Uh-huh.
And she booked a room with a balcony that overlooked Waikiki Beach. And it was a beautiful room. Wow. And a beautiful view. And so we decided to have room service and have dinner on this balcony so we could watch the sun go down. And as we were sitting there, we talked to each other and said things like, hey, have you ever heard about that green flash? And my mom said, yeah, I've heard it but never seen it. Don't know if it's really real. Well, we sat there and we watched the sun go down over Waikiki, and we saw a green flash, and we both looked at each other and said, did you see it? And I said, yeah. And my mom said, yeah, I saw it too. And it was the most amazing sight ever, and I was so happy to share it with my mom. And we have seen millions of Hawaiian sunsets since then, but never a green flash.
Wow, so that's crazy. I'll have to have Mark tell us if he's ever seen that at some time in the future. That's a very great story, Maria. Have you been back to Hawaii since?
Oh, yeah, many times.
Awesome. Stay on the line, okay? Terry in Roseville. Okay. Let's bring Terry on and let's hear her Mom's Day story of vacationing with your wonderful mom. Terry, thanks for calling.
Yes, yes, this is Terry, and it's a he.
Oh, hi, Terry.
this story is a long time ago. My mom and my wife and two daughters went to New York. We flew. We caught the subway, and we were able, we had a fantastic day, but we did one of these quick turnarounds where we didn't even spend the night. It was a long day, but we saw the Empire State Building and Grand Central Station, the Statue of Liberty all the way up to the top. Amazing day. We get back on the subway, and we're heading back towards the airport where we would catch our flight, of course. Everybody was dog tired, and we were nodding off in the subway. My mom was sitting there, and all of a sudden she nudged me and got my attention, and there was a gentleman sitting right across from me, right next to my wife, and it was quite apparent he was going to pounce on her purse and take off as soon as that door's open. So I, with my mom's help, I saved the day because I stood up, walked over right by my wife, and the guy got up and walked away, and he seemed to be disappointed that he didn't get his bounty for the day.
Wow. Great story, Terry. Thank you for calling. Hold on the line, all righty? Okay, let's see. We got time for, I think, at least one or two more. Marilyn from Jackson. Marilyn, happy Mother's Day, and tell us your Mother's Day story.
Well, good afternoon, and my Mother's Day story is that we did a family reunion back in 93 with three families. And my uncle had told my mom when she crossed the Great Divide to Spit, Well, my mom was in a car with my aunt driving, and as we crossed the Great Divide, my mom spit on the windshield. So that is mine. I will always remember that.
Well, you got the old roll the window down first thing. That's
oh,
cute,
yeah,
Marilyn.
Straight on the windshield.
All right. Thanks for the call. Hold on. Bob from Auburn. It's going to be a tough one to top there. All right, buddy. What do you got for us?
Well, this was a few years ago. My mother was moving from the Pioneer Town, California area to Citrus Heights.
Uh-huh.
And she said she wanted a last hurrah. And she wanted to go to Laughlin, Nevada, which is a kind of a mini Reno.
Sure. They know where that is.
And so we took off from her place. I drove her car, and we were on Route 66. And, of course, you can tell that because every now and again there's a marker on the street.
Yep.
And out in front of us, I saw what appeared to be some kind of a spaceship landing on the street.
Okay.
And there's these mirages, you know, this kind of mirage things, and it was coming out of that. And then when it came up on us, it turned out to be the solar cars from MIT.
All right.
There was a whole string of them coming from MIT to California on a run. And then so what happened was the cars were, you know, very fragile with solar panels all over them. And right behind each car was a truck. So as it was coming at me, all I could see was the solar car, and they're very colorful and sleek, and they look like a little spacecraft.
Awesome. Bob, thanks. I'm sorry we're out of time, but hold on a second. Let's get to Mark. Mark, you got a decision to make here, buddy.
Well, I got a few folks here who have been listening with me on to the program. A few of our travelers here who have been listening with me, and they're trying to make the decision really quickly here. But they think that Maria and who was our fourth caller with the green flash, they thought that was a pretty cool story. So they've declared that Maria is the first prize winner, and that Caroline and Nancy are the two second prize winners. So Maria will get the Ruth Chris, and Caroline and Nancy will get gift certificates from the Fat Family Restaurants.
Okay, that wraps up another edition of the Travel Guys Radio Show here on a Mother's Day. Spend the rest of your time having a great Mother's Day with your family wherever and whatever you're up to. Mark, you have a safe trip home. I'm Tom Romano. We're here every Sunday at 3 o'clock. We are the Travel Guys, and we'll see you next time.